We are the Forsaken. Forsaken.
You're listening to a Corpse Run Radio minicast.
Hello everyone. Today I want to conclude my look at Tenaris by first looking at the South Sea Pirates. They were originally present in Lost River Cove, which they still are, but to a much lesser extent. And what happened there is then part of a quest line that you are going to experience. The result, though, is connected to the geographical changes that resulted from the cataclysm and the flooding of the Water Spring field. Now, what happened is that Steamwheel Port got flooded entirely. There are only a few survivors remaining that are waiting for rescue on top of the buildings, and there are some pirate ships that blockade the entire area, which is also part of a quest line. You have to deal with the pirates and rescue some of the survivors. Another thing that I didn't talk about in the first part is the trolls. I talked about Zul'Farrak, but there is a bit more to the story. I don't want to go into it all too much, but let's just say that there has been added quite a bit of quest content to the zone in regards to the trolls. It's not that much, but it's a bit more than we had earlier. We still have the Sand Fury trolls, which are the main troll tribe in the zone, and they are to be dealt with in a couple of quests. The Noxious Lair is just south of Zul'Farrak. That's one of two areas where we see the results of the invasion of the Kharaji that I talked about last week as well. Some Kharaji have remained in the area that borders the Ongoro crater, and some have remained south of the Caverns of Time. I talked about the other things in last week's episode, pretty much. The only thing I want to talk about still is the Thistleshrub Valley. That's where you find the entrance to both neighboring zones that you have access to exclusively through there. One is Set Ongoro Crater, the other one is Uldum, which I talked about in previous episodes as well. One more thing I almost forgot is a little skirmish that is going on in some ruins. And that skirmish is unfolding between the Explorers League on the Alliance side and the Reliquaries on the Horde side. They are fighting for supremacy over the dig sites in the zone, and it's interesting to see just a little skirmish. Not really much, but the last faction that I want to mention are the Dune Maul Ogres. Not much is known about them besides them being in Tenaris and them having taken possession of a couple of old troll ruins. So I would say that should pretty much conclude my look at Tenaris. If you have any more questions about the zone or about any other zones, tweet me at GrandNegus1, write me an email at towerofcommerce@gmail.com. This has been Grand Negus, Rule of Acquisition, number 19. Satisfaction is not guaranteed. Bye, guys.
Hello, guys. This is Donald Muiz, and welcome to the World of Warcraft lore Q&A number 63. The question for today's video is by Deepunk Million, and he asks, can you do a video on your prediction what Blizzard plans to do with Lady Sylvanas Windrunner? Okay, so I definitely can't do a video, as I'm doing right now, but this question has been asked for so many times during the Q&As. I know I answered it multiple times, but there is just so much stuff about this, and I kind of want to share my thoughts in like a full video and give my speculations on the entire thing and the entire possibility of her maybe turning evil or turning into a new Lich King. So usually, when I would discuss something like this, I would give you some sort of lore, but there is just so much lore for Sylvanas, and if I was going to give you her entire lore, it would take like 30 or 40 minutes, because there's just so much stuff about her, but I'm just going to give you a really short summary, and hopefully you should be up to speed. Now, she was obviously high elf, as you can see from her figure and her model, and she was a ranger general, which is a pretty big position in their military, and she played a huge part in the defense of Qualtalas against the Scourge attack led by Artis, and she was actually doing quite well for the starters, and she kept the Scourge at bay, she was like distracting them, and she had some tactics, but eventually everything backfired on her because Artis was just way more powerful and he had quite a big military, or at least I won't really say it's a military, it's like a Scourge full of undead, because when he kills someone he rezzes them and it just gets stronger and stronger whenever he kills someone, so her resistance was really pissing Artis off, and instead of just killing her and just giving her a clean death, he actually rezzed her as an undead banshee and he forced her to serve him. Now later on she rebelled, and a big part of that was her willpower, but that wasn't the main thing. The main thing why she managed to get free was because Artis was starting to get weaker, and also other undead managed to break out, and they came to be known as a faction called the Forsaken. Of course, it wasn't just all fine and dandy, it's not like they freed themselves and now they're gonna live this happily ever after life, and the thing is they were threatened by all their surrounding, especially the humans, because they wanted their kingdom of Lordaeron back, because that's where the Forsaken settled in. They made their undercity just below capital city of Lordaeron, and they had really pissed off the humans, and they were really on the verge of just attacking them, and Sylvanas sent all these like different submissions to all these factions just so she can ally herself so that she has someone to help her, and eventually the Horde responded to her submission of an alliance, but mainly the reason for that was because they wanted a strategic position in the Eastern Kingdoms, because the Alliance was their big enemy at the time, and having a position like an entire continent, or at least part of a continent in the Eastern Kingdom is a huge deal for the Horde, so that is the main reason for that, and the Forsaken did join the Horde, but we all know that they aren't exactly the most loyal part of it, and I think Blizzard has just been pushing out that team for a very, very long time now, pretty much since the beginning of World of Warcraft. Like, they always say stuff like "death to the living, we will slaughter anyone that stands in our way," and all that fun stuff, I guess, and that's really not something you would hear from like an orc or a troll. Obviously, I mean, they're not undead, but it's just not something you would hear from them, because the entire message, or at least the meaning of the "dead to the living" is a huge giveaway, because I mean, the Horde are the living, most of the races, or at least all the races of the Horde are the living except for the Forsaken, and it kind of sends a strong message that they mainly care about themselves, and that they're only with the Horde because it benefits them and they get from them. It's not because they love the Horde and they just want to help Orgrimmar grow or help the Horde grow. Now, another hint would be the Darkmoon Fair, and you know the little cards you get, like the fortune cards, and there's a sentence that says "the Forsaken are up to something," and I believe there's also different ones that they may have removed from the game, because I remember seeing something like that, and this has been in the game for quite a long time now, and I think it is a bit of a hidden hint by Blizzard that wants to say that there's something going on with the Forsaken, and there might be a future expansion where the Forsaken will do something. So, this feeling of the Forsaken turning on us, I mean turning on the Horde, is pretty much all over the game. I mean, through the quest zones, through all these different hints and all these different stuff that we see. Now, obviously, they can't just make all the Forsaken evil, like they don't like the Horde anymore, so they're gonna leave, because, you know, there's players playing the game with the Forsaken, so I see a scenario if they did something like that, they will be like the loyalists to the Horde, and the other Forsaken would be the rebels led by Sylvanas, so I can see something like that going on, but I definitely wouldn't see something like the entire faction or like the race going away from the Horde, because a lot of players would definitely complain. So, that is about the Forsaken throughout World of Warcraft, but a huge, huge turning point for them was the Vredgate and the end of the Wrath of the Lich King, because at the Vredgate, some of the Forsaken, they actually decided to put their "death to the living" to good use and actually do something about it, and they killed so much of the Alliance and the Horde members, and ever since then, the Forsaken have just been completely mistrusted, and all the people of the Horde just feel like they will backstab them at some point, and not a lot of people just trust the Forsaken, so that is a huge turning point for them, but the most important part for the Forsaken was the death of the Lich King and their leader Sylvanas. So I don't know if you knew, but the main goal for the Forsaken was pretty much to band together as the victims of Artis and just kill Artis finally. So it's not like you can just live a happily ever after life with the Forsaken, because they're not really humans, I mean they're dead after all and there's not really much they can do. So that is the main reason why Sylvanas actually decided to kill herself, and she jumped off the cliff when Artis died. So she kinda thought, I fulfilled my task and it was my time to go and get out of this misery. But sadly, that wasn't really what was going on, because when she died, the Warcraft universe just didn't really care how she died, how sad her story was, how she was defending her people, and she fell and turned into the undead, because all of the undead go to hell, I guess. It's a very dark place. It's like a version of hell in the Warcraft universe, so that is definitely not something you're looking forward to. There's not like this afterlife that everyone's imagining about in this like amazing place. So it was not exactly what she was looking for when she was looking to get out of her misery. I mean, her life was destroyed by Artis, and now she has to spend her eternity in such a dark place. But luckily, the Valkyr offered her an opportunity to be resurrected if she was going to be their new master, since Artis was their master and he died and they needed a new master. And obviously she accepted, and ever since then the Valkyr have been used to raise other Forsaken and bolstered in numbers. So this is a really big turning point for Sylvanas when she realizes this, because I know most of you guys think that Sylvanas just loves the Forsaken and she is like their mother, and that is the only reason why she is struggling with the entire misery and she only wants to keep them safe. But I have a bit of a different theory, and of course there is some of the like the patriotism in it and the fact that she loves the Forsaken, but I don't really think the making of the new plague and all the technologies and all these recent war campaigns are because she wants to defend her people and because she loves them. But I think the main reason for that is because she wants to defend herself, and the reason for that is because she's just scared to die. She just doesn't want to die, and she saw what would happen if she died, and ever since then, she has been doing everything possible to not die again and go to that place again. And she had just been shielding herself with the armies and the Forsaken, and just wants to delay the inevitable as long as humanly, or I guess undeadly possible. So, I think that is the main reason why you see such a sudden spike of military power. Like, if you hit a chart, you would see like a straight line, and just after Wrath of the Lich King, there is like a huge spike in military power. And the main reason for that is because since Wrath of the Lich King, like, she saw that her numbers were dwindling, and the Forsaken don't really last that long, they can't really reproduce, and some of them actually even rot after a certain time, and she actually needed a way to rebuild that and fix the weaknesses and make the Forsaken can become a shield and stay as long as possible. Now, of course, don't get me wrong, this doesn't mean that she is entirely selfish, but I think this is a huge part of her plan, even though I think she genuinely cares about her people, since, you know, she went through the same struggles as they did, and she pretty much walks in their shoes every day, so there is a big compassion between Sylvanas and her people, and you won't see something like that between Sylvanas and, like, orcs or trolls. Like, she doesn't really care about orcs, trolls, Tauren, or the other races. So, the question is, what is the future plan for Sylvanas? So, I know at BlizzCon 2013, they said that she will have her spotlight in a future expansion, but I'm honestly starting to doubt that, as Blizzard just likes to promise so much stuff, especially Chris Metzen, and yeah, I'm looking at you, Chris Metzen, because he promises so much stuff, and they never really fulfill that, and I'm kinda starting to not really trust them as much, and all of their new, like, the announcements, I really tend to not trust it as I used to. But I do see a scenario where she might want to turn into like a new version of the Lich King. Not necessarily like Bolvar type of a Lich King or controlling the Scourge, but controlling the world so that no one can oppose her and she can survive as long as possible. Although, I do consider her an intelligent character and she has experienced all these villains. I mean, she has been for the Horde for like the past 10 years now, and she fought all these villains like Deathwing, Artis, Garrosh, and all of the others, and she saw how pretty much everyone, like the Alliance and the Horde, banded together against him. And I think she would think twice before attempting to do something like that, or at least secretly spending a lot of time working on like a new technology, or like building a huge army in secret so that her efforts might be worth it. Alright, so that is all here for this video. I really do hope this answered a lot of the Sylvanas questions, since as I said, I get them a lot throughout all the videos. And do leave your suggestions on what you think about her and what you think is going to happen with her in the future. And if you like the video, don't forget to like and subscribe, as it really helps with the channel and keeps all these videos going. And also, I haven't really done that many videos in the past like the week or two. I've uploaded like a video every 4 days, and the main reason for that is because I got some schoolwork to finish by April, and there's also like some other stuff that I'm working on, and also the fact that GTA 5 was released. So hopefully by the end of April or the start of May, I should get on the regular schedule, and I might even get back into streaming, so you can follow me on the Twitch channel below. And thanks a lot for taking the time out of your day to watch this video, and see you next time.
This is Slightly Impressive with 6 mundane wow things that would be crazy in real life.
Whoa, why are you in such a hurry?
What do you mean?
You're running around like crazy. Don't you ever walk?
No, that takes forever.
Just take it easy, all right? You're gonna hurt someone. Oh no, are you okay?
Yeah, why?
You just fell off the roof.
No, I just jumped down, it's fine.
That's like 20 feet up. You must have sprained an ankle at least.
No, really, it's totally...
Come on, let's get you to a healer just to be safe.
Look at that thing.
Oh, I want one.
You want one?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to tame it.
Are you serious? How?
I don't know, I'll just go up there and focus really hard until it loves me, I guess.
I really don't think that's gonna work, buddy.
Alright, are you guys ready to fight this thing?
Wait, let me make a feast first.
A feast? Really? How can you eat at a time like this?
Just eat it, weirdo.
Well, it does look pretty good. Okay, I know he wiped the floor with us last time, but we've got this.
Wait, got a feast.
What? We just ate. How could you possibly be hungry?
Hey there, random stranger.
Hi.
Wanna go do something really dangerous with me?
No, I think I'll pass.
Oh, come on. We'll probably get lots of new clothes.
Ah, yes. I do know where you need to go for that very important item that could save the world from certain doom. But first, I need you to find 13 frog legs so I can finish my award-winning...
Are you serious right now? Get your own frog legs. This is important.
I'm much too busy to get them myself, you see.
I don't care. I need that item.
I'll tell you what. If you get them for me, I'll give you a new pair of magic pants.
Oh, okay. What's with the new half-asleep countdown voice guy?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I got panicked for a second.
Okay, whatever.
Because I was gonna say something about foxes, and I thought, fox is plural, is that right? and then you started.
Okay, we're going live. Is foxes plural?
Yes. I always mess up going live. I'm sorry.
And now, a stunningly beautiful song by C. Michaels and the ethereal Charm, called All of Me.
What did I do to deserve this curse? Losing my soul, this can get me worse. I hear Nezu's voices, no choices. I can't fight him off. I still remember your beautiful smile as a princess escorted you in a while. I feel so guilty, frost morn controls me. I need this to end. My throne's up in ice crown, but my heart's with you. I'm lost and I don't know what to do. I battled on for Lord Aaron, took this curse to save my people. Now I am the Lord of evil. Never wanted to bring any harm to you, Jaina. I have always loved you, but you should know what you must do. I need you to free me now. Now go to my citadel.
Signs I ignored until now. Every day I'm weeping, I fall to the ground. My dreams are falling apart. I believed our love wouldn't change. it will break my heart to free you. I promise I'll save you now. I'll go to your citadel. Oh.
And this curse for me.
Thanks go out to Grand Nagus, Doron's Movies, Slightly Impressive, C. Michaels, and Charm for this episode. Unfortunately, our sweet Robin Blaze mother just passed away a few days ago, and we want to send out our love and hugs to Robin. We're so sorry for your loss, darling. Hang in there. I'll never stop loving.